This is a production of the Gold Arrow Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to the Gold Arrow Camp Podcast, a podcast for friends of Gold Arrow Camp. Throughout the year, we join you to bring your day some of what makes Gold Arrow special. Our goal is to help you have fun, make friends, and grow throughout the year, not just when you're at GAC. Since we can't get together in real life, we gather here, around the virtual campfire. We have some of your favorite parts of morning assembly, like wows and joke of the day. We also have interviews with experienced campers and some of your favorite counselors. We think it's a lot of fun, and we're glad you've joined us here on the podcast. Today is episode 74, a very special episode where we're talking to Jem about five ways we can improve our physical and mental health in the new year that are camp-inspired. You know, it's the new year. Lots of folks are making resolutions. Maybe you made some. Maybe you're like me and you've already broken that resolution. And that's okay. Okay? It's okay. Don't have to be perfect. Today on the podcast, Jem steps into the studio here at Gold Arrow World Headquarters, and we chat about ways that we can all improve our family's mental and physical health by making some straightforward changes. She has kind of five ideas for you based on things we do at camp that we know the research backs up works. But you know what? Let's let her talk about it. Here it is, my chat with Jem. So I'm joined today by Jem, who's one of our assistant directors. And we're here because, Jem, it is the new year, but it's the same us. And this is a time when a lot of people are thinking about making changes, maybe developing new habits. And you put together kind of a big blog post about kind of things we do at camp that maybe families could do at home to maybe make changes that are more habit-based than resolution, right? This isn't, I'm going to lose 20 pounds this year. So let's chat about those. What are some things that kind of can translate from camp to home as far as habits for the new year?
Sure. Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on the podcast.
I'm so honored. Excited.
When thinking about goals, I know at least for me, especially if I set a goal, and it's very much something I need to do every day or once a week, eventually you fail.
Yes.
And so it's hard to have any kind of goal like that. But I think two ways that we can make goals easier is to shift them into that habit-based mindset. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of healthy habits at camp. So a lot of the things we do at camp do translate to kind of these good practices at home. So I came up with five habit-based New Year's resolutions or goals that you can try with your family. If you're familiar with the Gottman Institute, they made a great post about just how creating a goal as a family is sometimes better than creating a goal by yourself because you have that source of accountability. And I don't know about you, but if you're working on something on your own, it's just harder to follow through.
Oh, it's so much better if you've got people doing it with you.
Totally, right, especially on something like screen time or any of the kind of harder things. So the first one that I came up with was to complete the 1,000 hours outside challenge, just to get outside more. This is one I'm actually doing with my daughter, Hazel.
Ooh.
And so far, it's January 9th. I think we've logged about 9 hours outside. It's a little harder right now because it's freezing.
So cold.
And she's little, and so her hands get cold. We have to go inside. We can't necessarily spend hours outside right now. But we do try to get outside whenever the weather allows for it. And this is just a great way to kind of spend less time inside on screens. The whole philosophy behind the 1,000 hours outside movement is that kids spend about 1,200 hours on screens. So the goal is, I know, it's crazy.
Yes.
So the goal is kind of to match screen time with outside time if possible.
And listen, if you're already coming to camp this summer, we're not going to big chunk of outside time. We're really going to cover that. But I mean, I don't know if you feel this way. I know that when I'm at camp in the summer and I'm getting a lot more outside time, like mentally, physically, everything feels better when you're outside. And so I'm with you. Yes.
Totally. Yeah.
1,000 hours outside. We can do it.
We can do it. And yes. It's one way, if you want to think about just a better way to support mental health in your family, you know, it's an easy way to get outside. For some people, tracking that is not fun. And you can just try to come up with activities to get your family outside more.
Yeah.
But for someone like me, I like to be able to log and track.
Yeah, little checklist, little to-dos.
Yes.
Well, and this is, like, it doesn't have to be, you're not going to do 1,000 hours at once, right? It's a half an hour walk. All right, we knocked it out. Now I got 999 and a half to go. But eat a whale one bite at a time.
And if you follow them on social media, a lot of families will post, like, we made it to 600 and something hours this year. Like, you kind of celebrate whatever you made it to absolutely. And the effort to get outside.
We love it. Yeah, that's great.
So the next one was to come up with fun screen-free activities and set screen time limits. This is a really hard one.
Mm-hmm. Especially as a family.
Yes.
Like, easy for me to say to my children, ah, screen time. But my 8-year-old did tell me the other day that she thought... I used her because I asked her to get milk and I was like, but, and then she just looked at me and she put her thumbs up in the smartphone position and just went tappy, tappy, tappy in the air. I was like, oh no. Yeah. Okay.
I think the hardest one about this one is I think parents own screen time limits.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know as of right now, I want to set better boundaries for myself. Like one of the things I do is I try to not be on my phone around my daughter. So just when she's napping, I can check a text or check emails. But if I'm with her, I'm engaged and not kind of looking down at a screen. But with older kids, that can be a challenge too. And every family is so different. But if there's any way where you can create guidelines as a family, this could be as simple as turning all phones off an hour before bedtime. Maybe if you want your kids to charge their electronics in a room outside their bedroom, you start doing that as well. Which I have tried to do more of this year.
Yeah, we did the same thing. We got a family charger for everything. But yeah, like you said, it's not easy.
No.
And especially, like, I think we can draw a distinction in screen time between school-required screen time.
Yes.
Right, as kids are doing remote stuff or that kind of thing, and algorithmic brain rot screen time, which is very different, right?
Very different uses,
Well, and I think those two goals go together, right? Because if you're going outside with a phone, you're defeating the purpose of going outside, to my mind.
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah.
And I mean, one of our most important resources is time.
Yes.
So you can, talking to your kids instead about, you know, it's not that we want you off screens. It's what do we want to do instead? Or what are we missing out on a family instead of having screens? So maybe if your family is very resistant to screen time rules, maybe coming up with something you can do that isn't on a screen.
Well, together. And you know, it's, I know you hear this when you talk to parents. I hear it is, I don't know how you got my kid to be without their phone for 2 weeks. Well, we found things that were better than the phone.
Things. Yeah, yes.
Absolutely.
Things. Totally. Yep. Three is to set a family reading goal. Now, once again, this looks different for everyone. I know, like, when I was growing up, I have one parent who loves reading and one who reads, he reads articles and a few, maybe a book a year. And I know he enjoys it, but there's different levels of reading and interest in reading, but it is a great screen-free activity. I know as a younger child, I loved having my parents read to me at night. Even when I was in middle school, we read chapter books together. So just making reading more of a priority, whether that's finding one time a week where you read as a family together in the evening, maybe you all visit the library. I know we're all on Goodreads, so we can kind of see what everyone's reading, and it's a fun way to engage with others.
Well, and like I saw, we're talking about limiting screen time, but my social media feed has been full of people sharing the best books they read last year,
and
right?
I love that. Yes.
And it's, we're summarizing everything else. We should, I think it's about intentionality in reading, right? Like I'm going to read on purpose. I'm setting this time aside. Yeah, I'm with you. And you talk about middle schoolers. Like, all of our counselors read to campers at night, and we have high school students in those cabins dying for a book to be read to them. Yeah, yes. 100%.
Every night. So, yeah, reading is awesome. I love it, and it's great.
Again, all of these things we're talking about are habits, but really it's a mental health thing.
Right, yeah. They all come back to mental health. And once again, there's no pressure with any of these things.
No.
It's more... how do I kind of establish this in a way that works for our family or for me? It's not, none of these things are things you need to be doing every single day.
No.
Or, you know, it's all about grace.
It's like you said at the beginning, like those are the resolutions that you end up breaking.
Yes.
I'm going to do this every day. But these larger goals, trying to shift the way we're living, those are ironically easier to accomplish than a set goal, I think.
Small things.
Yeah.
Small changes.
Start little, yeah.
Totally. Absolutely. Atomic habits.
Yes.
The fourth would be just establishing some kind of sharing practice. So at camp, all of the campers share highs and lows or some kind of question at campfire. Also, oftentimes at meals, there's a question asked to everyone. So there's lots of time where everyone gets to share. And I think this is especially important in families where maybe there's a combination of introverts and extroverts or people who like to share and people who don't. I know I'm always happy to share about my day, and some of my family members aren't as eager to jump in.
Well, it like we do High Low Superhero at our house, but you know, I've got kids and a family that are pretty happy to share, but it could be hypothetical questions, right? Like we have some options where you could do like, one of my favorites is like, if you could shoot five liquids out of your five fingers for the rest of your life, what would they be? Right.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And there are tons of resources out there, conversation cards, all kinds of stuff. That make this easy if you don't want it to be deep sharing. It turns out
just
even
simple question.
Even simple questions, the conversation will get you there eventually. Yeah.
Yes, I love it. And then the last one is to pick a theme for your year or maybe a theme for one season of the year. And every year at camp, we pick a theme. Last year it was Count on Me. And we talked a lot about how we can be more dependable, how we can count on one another. And so we haven't announced our theme for this year yet.
It's coming soon.
Coming soon.
Very exciting.
But consider choosing maybe a character trait or skill that you want your family to work on. And then instead of, you know, it just have conversations, maybe those dinner time conversations around that one theme. You can ask your, you know, if your theme is something like dependability or counting on someone, you can ask, oh, how were you someone that others could depend on today? Yep. So once again, a great option for just kind of unifying your family with a word or an idea or something you all want to work on together.
Absolutely. And we will have some links in the show description. I'm pointing down like I'm on YouTube. But we'll have some links in the show description to like the Gottman Institute and some stuff about nature and all of this kind of stuff. Also linking to a blog post on our website that is about this. So all of those things. I think you're right, Jem. Right? These are simple little steps we can take to improve physical and mental health, which is really what most resolutions are after anyway.
Yes.
And I think your point about like kind of it's all about grace and it doesn't need to be this set in stone thing. That's the other research, right? That's why resolutions fail, because as soon as you miss it once, you're like, well, I'm done for the year. Yeah. You throw your hands up.
I've given up.
Yeah, exactly. Old year, old me. And these are broader things. And certainly, I know we can both speak from being at camp. These are things. I hear you, parents, and you're saying there's no way my kids are going to fill in the blank. I'm here to tell you they will. They're looking for you to help lead the way, and they might not love it at first, but I think at the end of it, certainly, I'm sure your experience is similar because I know you guys do one word stuff. Like when you're doing it, there's all this,
there's some eye rolls. Oh, and
my kids sprain their eyes rolling them so hard. And at the end of the year, you're like.
And depending on age, there's varying levels of willingness or maybe external excitement. But I think you as a parent, or just as if you're parenting with someone else as a team, just figuring out, okay, how can we approach this together and get our whole family on board?
Absolutely. Well, if you want more, we're like always delighted to talk about this stuff. Yeah. Send us an email, mail@goldarrowcamp.com. We'll email all day about family goal setting, sure.
Yeah. And if you have a family goal that you have set, let us know. We'd love to share it on our Instagram and social media.
Yeah,
and
we'd love to celebrate. You won't be able to see it because your new screen time limits. But,
exactly.
But we will be celebrating for you. Jem, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Joke of the cast, joke of the cast. 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 Joke of the cast.
I went home over the holidays, visited my family, and, you know, my dad, who has worked for the highway department for a long time, he was in trouble. He was accused of stealing from the highway department, and I didn't want to believe it, but, man, when I got home, all the signs were there. Because he stole the signs. He could have played for the Astros, I guess. Hey, friends, thank you so much for joining us here on the podcast. Without you listening, it really is nothing. Thanks especially to Jem for both coming on the podcast and for putting in all the work to put all that together. As we said, the links to the research are in the show notes if you're interested in those. There's a blog post on this on our website as well. That's at goldarrowcamp.com. You can check that out if you want more details and some more links. It's really, really good stuff. And I hope that you and your family will consider doing one of these things. It really will make a difference. And just like a dad joke, your kids might roll their eyes, but I think at the end of the day, they'll really enjoy it. If you like the podcast, please rate and review, share it with somebody. They don't need to go to Gold Arrow. They could just be somebody who needs to hear about this stuff. Maybe you want to share it with a school friend or somebody that you talk to during practice. Again, thanks to Jem for coming on. Thank you for listening. As always, I'm Soy, and I'll save a marshmallow for you.